Puck Off. Joe Bartnick, what's going on? It's Fraser Smith and Joe and Puck Off. And how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Fraser. I mean, so great to see you. We had so much fun. We did the haha this week.
That was
together.
Fun. Yeah.
Just nothing. Nothing's funner than seeing Fraser killing. On stage.
Well,
really, well, thanks, but I didn't say that to say it. It was just fun. We hadn't gigged in a while, so Puck Off was in full force at the haha.
We were representing.
That was good stuff.
Yeah, that was fun, man.
Today is the Metro. Oh, and as always, the great Johnny Bench in the house.
Johnny's with us.
Making sure it all sounds good.
We can't do it without him.
We literally can't do it without him.
Yeah. We really couldn't.
No.
Actually do it.
And he's in charge of the Puck Off tweets now, and he's just he's everything we want in a producer.
He's the best.
He's the best. He's the best. This is the Metro Division. I wonder
if
we're going
to toughest in hockey.
Well, thank you for saying that. I think the West is has two toughies, but we're going to get into that in a second. I just wanted to diffuse some orders of business I wanted to talk. Some good and some bad. First of all, Patrick Kane will be attending Chicago Blackhawk training camp. So your thoughts, sir?
What do you think that means? I mean, where does it stand now, the case?
That was a trick question. I don't know. But, I didn't think that
Think that because since it's still pending that they wouldn't let him attend?
I didn't think his was –
pretty serious accusation.
Yeah, because then what is it going to be? Is it going to be like Law and Order? Briscoe and Curtis are going to show up on the ice when he's – you know, when he skates down on the power play.
Yeah.
So the power play – you know, with a smart remark, which I should have thought of before I had the joke or the – I had the premise,
we'll
not the
that
joke.
Next week.
Yeah.
Believe me, this case is going to continue.
Yeah, exactly. Skate saving a beauty. But he's going to be there. So, all right. Now, let's get – I just thought I'd bring that up.
Well, on those kind of things, it is tricky. Because look at the Voinov thing. We were talking about it last week, his community services to go to the rink.
Yeah, but I guess now he got picked up by INS or something.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's definitely more your account, the local police blotter here in L.A., right?
Well,
you're always on the cutting edge of that stuff.
But these things, it's very serious charges.
Voinov, it's not a he said, she said, it's who's cleaning up the blood. I guess with Kane, they just go with he's innocent until proven guilty, and if he's innocent, then he's got to go to camp. I don't know. It's news that broke today. He's going to camp, so I thought we'd bring up on the completely super duper news, a guy that we love and I think should be saluted, PK Subban gave $10 million to a hospital.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Tap of the stick to that
that's
guy.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I mean, that's as cool as it gets right there.
Yeah,
I don't,
the fact that he had $10 million to give.
That's a big of a contract. Yeah.
Hope he kept $1 million for himself.
I'm sure he did, I just thought,
but that's cool.
Yeah. I think we had to mention that.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Another notes, I think when you were at KLOS, those couple, you worked with KLOS more than anybody those couple weeks.
I did, yeah.
And it's cool. You're working there tonight too.
Tonight I'm on KLOS.
That's awesome. More AC/DC, less talk. When we had Joe Gonzalez, super guest, super fan, super dude, and he knows the law. We were talking about how we're talking about putting licensing on Adidas took over. The shirts, the sweaters, you know how they now they're in church,
right?
But now Bettman came out and said we are not going to put ads on the shirts in the foreseeable future.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he also said there won't be a team in Vegas in the foreseeable future, and then but we'll see. But for that,
man, I want that Vegas franchise.
Right. Now, I know.
What
I'm saying is he goes back on his word. Is what I'm
saying. Yeah. Well, we already knew that. About
yeah.
Him.
So, but I like Bettman though. So, a couple other pieces of news before we get into the Metro is fantasy, the Puck Off Fantasy League. I have looked into it, and here's the way we're going to do it. We're probably going to do a 16-team league, which is available still, I believe. If not, we'll do the standard 12. We'll do the 12-team league. But I think we can squeak 16 people. So it's we're Jose Galvez as champion is in no matter what. I am in no matter what, so we have a segment every week. The great Johnny Bench is in no matter what.
Johnny's in the really?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Johnny's in the league now. There's no pressure, and you. I don't think you want to be a part of the league. You don't have to be.
I'm a pretty busy guy, but you know what? If Johnny's in,
well, if you want to talk smack on Johnny all year,
I mean, let me tell you something. He knows how to pick. I don't know if I want to go up against him, but you know,
I'm sure you.
It's a very competitive league.
I'm sure you have some hot interns at KLOS that can fill your forms.
I'm going to have them do that.
Yeah, I'm sure a man of your stature.
I don't have a lot of time, but in this business,
I'm sure you can find someone.
Yeah. Got to do something with your interns.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. But regardless, what I'm trying to say is, regardless if the captain steps on the ice or not, three spaces, if not four, are taken. Other than that, we're going to do it this way to make it fair.
Is Galvez in there?
Yes. We have to, because I believe he's out of the country this week, so I don't want to.
Very knowledgeable hockey guy.
Oh, he's one of the best. Him and Bag compete for top honors. We have tons of great guys. Anyway, what I want to say is that other than us three, and Jose's the only non-crew member that isn't guaranteed a spot, that is guaranteed a spot. Right. Everybody else, I have to do it this way, because we always have way too many people. I'm opening it up. When you hear this, go on our Facebook page. The first, I will give in order the code to join the league.
Can't we just let Dom Herrera's cousin in for free?
I can't play favorites, because Steve Burns,
no, I got you.
Steve Burns' third cousin, and everyone's going to want a piece of Johnny Bench's people are going to come.
Sure.
But Richie, just
Richie.
You know, Richie, when you hear this, just get in the league, Richie. But I'm just going to go in order on the Facebook, on the message page. The first, 12 or 15 people, however many, you'll get the code, and you'll have a week to respond, and then we'll send it out again.
Cool.
So you have a week to get the code and everything, and we'll all be, you'll get it this weekend. All right, one final piece of business before I talk about my beloved Penguins in the Metro Division is I want to give everyone the heads up and also kind of pat myself on the back. A great fan of ours. See, that's the cool thing about us. No, it sounds egotistical. The cool thing about our show is we have fans from all teams, all walks of life.
Yeah, yeah.
We have great Flyer fans. Great Flyer fans listen to Puck Off. Great Boston fans listen to Puck Off. And a great fan of the show, Gary O'Donohue, his Twitter, he sent me this huge article a guy wrote about what happened to the Boston Bruins last year.
Wow. I was talking to a Bruins fan last night. And he was breaking it down for me.
He probably read the article.
It took me an hour talking to him. Well, yeah, I mean, it was a rough season.
Yeah, and like I said, not to pat myself on the back, but they said they never got over trading Boychuk.
Well, you did say that.
And because the guy listed the two guys they could have just traded for nothing, you know, trade away for nothing, and then boom, they could have kept Boychuk. They said Lucic was the one that said we never got over. When Luch says we never got over somebody, that's the heart and soul of the team. The other two things that, not to pass up again, was they said the whole team knew that Dougie Hamilton was soft.
What?
That's like, what if I say, you know, people defend Dougie. Now Dougie's in Calgary. The same people in Toronto, they want to teach me a lesson about Dougie Hamilton. When the big bad Bruins say he's soft, I'm just watching the game on Ness and I can tell he's soft. And
I like him.
You're a Dougie guy.
Yeah.
You're a Dougie guy.
He's talented.
There you go. See, you got to win in the corners, though, Captain.
Well,
you got to want the puck.
Hey, listen,
you got to win in the corners.
I know. But he's talented. But, you know, but hey, Boston, they have issues. You know, they have a lot of. I mean, when you lose Looch.
Yeah. Well, you took him to the woodshed last week.
I'm trying. That's a fire sale.
Yeah. Yeah.
They still have that great goalie, though.
Yeah. And they expect good things from Krejci. Krejci played hurt last year when he did come back. So that was last week. We have all season to talk.
I like Krejci.
But the one thing that I think holds true that I want to say one last thing on this, and every fan should really read the article of any team because it's really well written, and I retweeted it. And it's probably easy to find, but Gary O'Donohue, his Twitter, he's the original guy that's brought to my attention. So to have this stick to him was that the Bruins, they realized that they didn't have what it took to win. They realized early on they weren't going to be a cup-winning team. And when you have veterans, because I swear this happened to the Penguins 2 years ago, they just looked around and said, we're not going to win the cup. And you either have a young team that's full of piss and vinegar that believes for no reason, let's say Calgary, right? Or you have a team, veteran team like the Penguins or like, you know, I think the Sharks half the time, they look around and they're like, we're not going to win. So I think that happened to Boston last year. So,
well,
but then I don't want to.
What do they do now? It's rebuilding.
Time. Well, now they're rebuilding. And now, like we talked last week, we'll see how long Claude Julien is available. Is around, but that's enough of them. Let's move on to the Atlantic Division. I'm sorry, the Metro. Jeez,
we're doing Metro.
The Metro.
All right, the Metro.
The Metro. You want to go? Let's go top to bottom. So, who is your pick to be on top of the Metro?
On top of the Metro.
On top.
You
want
to know? Do we have a drum roll, Johnny? Where's the drum roll? Oh, all right, there you go.
It's in post. It's in post.
I'm going Rangers.
You're going Rangers. Wow! Look at that.
They got the king and goalie. You know, Rick Nash, Kreider. They're. I mean, you know, I think they're the kings of that division.
Well, they did just get Jared Staal.
Yep, that helps.
That helps. I picked them fourth.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, I like them.
You do? Yeah. Well, you know, I want to see Ranta do as well as Talbot did. I mean, Talbot really came in last year and saved their bacon. He was their MVP.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
You know, so I don't think he can do that. I think that was a lot of wins that Henrik didn't have to make. The king. Now, you know, I love Henry, but I mean, that's a lot of wins he didn't have to take.
Yeah, well, I just have a feeling this year they're going to have a good squad.
Well, that's why we do these.
Yeah,
but they also, I mean, they lost St. Louis, and they lost Hagelin.
Yeah, Hagelin's a loss.
Hagelin's a loss. I like Staal. I mean, but Staal is still not a number one center.
Is Yandel still there? Yandel.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All year of Yandel now. All year of a minus three. I mean, you know, I mean, Boyle's old. I mean, their defense, I like the young kid Diaz. We'll see if he gets to play. I mean, you got to love McDonough and Girardi. You got to love McDonough.
Come on, that's a good guy.
You got to love McDonough and Girardi. But then you got Staal. You know, Staal's hit or miss, I think, sometimes. I like Staal, but I don't think he's you know, Staal's good.
But he's good at the after party. Come on, Johnny.
You know, I mean, pair with Yandel. I mean, he better be good.
Yeah.
I like Klein. I just don't see. I mean, put it this way. I Dominic Moore is old. Tanner Glass is in there. I just like other teams better in that division. I don't think Stepan and Brassard, I like them, but they're not number one centers. Staal is not a number one center. Is Nash going to be as good as he was last? Can Nash keep? I mean, is Nash
going
to eat a great? Eat a great year.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna dump on Nash, but I mean, is he going to keep it up? I mean, he was awesome last year.
Yeah, he had a great year. And I like.
You're counting on Zuccarello to be like just Kreider. As good.
Yeah.
Even though he had a pretty big injury.
Yeah, but always a great player.
Yeah, I mean,
he'll be back this year.
Yeah, he'll be back. Zuccarello, you need Zuccarello to play well. You need Kreider to step up.
Kreider, yeah.
Hayes to have just as good a year. Hayes had a great year last year. Edom's got to step in. TJ Miller's got to step up.
I see them at the top. of the division.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm not going to talk myself into what I said.
Okay.
No, because I did. Because like last week, after I talked myself into everyone making the playoffs.
Well, yeah.
You know, except the, you know, but no, I mean, I think I still think when push comes to shove, they don't have a number one center.
Well, I just like their speed. They've got good speed. They've got a good, probably the best goalie.
I love Kreider. I love Kreider, and I love Hayes. But I
and they've got Edom now.
Yeah, I you know
Edom's pretty quick, man,
and he's got
fast squad,
and he's got some size. Yeah. I just think that I think other teams in this division are better 1 through 12. Defense, okay. I think they have it. Defense, I think their defense is at least 4 of 6 are good. 4 of 6, I'll put against anybody. 5 and 6, Yandle and Boyle, not so much. I just really think Talbot saved them last year. If Talbot was still on the team, I would much, and I'm not against Ranta personally. I just think you got to come in. And what he Talbot was like 25 or 28 last year.
Well, that's true.
You know, I mean, if Ranta does that, you know.
Well, yeah, we'll have to see. But that's my pick for number one.
Well, there you go. Well, guess who I picked for number one?
Who?
The Caps. Washington Capitals.
Ah, Caps. Caps really did. They have a good squad.
Yeah. Where do you have the Capitals?
I had them too.
Okay. Yeah. I now the same. Now the same thing in a way. The same thing is. I think. I think that is Holtby going to be as great as he was last year? I think is a little bit.
Well,
of a question.
He had a terrific year.
He was terrific last year.
He was great, and they had some nice pickups. They got T.J. Oshie, as you know. I love that guy.
You love Oshie.
And Justin Williams from the Kings.
Yeah, I think Williams really puts them over the top in clutch games, which I think obviously will come in handy, you know, 8 months from now.
Well, but that's a great addition.
those
two are really good pickups.
I think Oshie's, because I'll tell you the other thing Oshie does, there's no pressure on him here. All the pressure's on Ovechkin.
Especially
on, you know, in the power play, I was like, it took him a decade to figure out, hey, shade one way. So they finally going to shade Ovechkin's way. Well, now you have Oshie on the other side.
See, that's the thing, man.
Yeah.
It takes a little pressure off Ovi.
And he has something to prove. And all those young, all the young kids they got, I mean, the young.
Now, they did lose Mike Green. Which you don't think much of. But I like Mike Green, and they lost him.
He was their sixth defenseman. I mean, they're 5-6 defensemen. You know, Schmidt and Orlov. They might have to make a move in the playoffs. But right now, I mean, I love Carlson and Elsner.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
That's a good team.
You know, and if Orpik doesn't really slow down, Niskanen should be more relaxed. I think that they have strong D. But I just think
I can see a case for them at number one.
Well, I just think their kids are going to step up, you know, like Bernowski. I love Kunetsen or Kunetsov. I love that guy. He stepped up huge in the playoffs. Like that guy. And then you have Big Tom Wilson. He's another year under
Back to the Future.
Yeah. He has another year under his belt. I just think I think if Holtby keeps up his end of the bargain, I think the young Russian guys, like I said, Kunetsov, he might even be whatever the foreign guys, Kunetsov and Baranowski. I think
their additions on that team were as good as anybody in the offseason. I mean, when you pick up Oshie and Williams, those are two really good players.
You know what? Honestly, though, I think Williams is a no-brainer. You like Oshie more than I do. I would have taken Oshie and the Penguins in a heartbeat. So I'm not knocking Oshie. I don't like the fact they lose Ward and Brouwer, though.
They lost some guys.
They lost some tough guys, yeah, man. I mean, Brouwer has been there forever. And, Joel Ward, he scored some big goals for that
team. Yeah, Joel Ward's pretty,
He scored some big goals for that team.
That's a tough loss.
And he's kind of a leader. And, you know, we'll see what year two of Barry Trotz does. We'll see if Ovi buys in some more.
Well, we will see. Barry Trotz, he's got a good team there.
Yeah.
I could see him at 1 or 2 in that division.
Yeah, I mean, to tell you the truth, I think in reality, the top 5 teams in this division
all have a shot.
I can see any of them, things go right, being number one.
Yep, I could see it. You're right.
You know, right.
Very competitive division.
Very competitive. I think that's where the Metro is weakest, is the bottom couple teams.
Yeah, the bottom teams.
But we'll get to them. We'll get to those. All right. Well, we differ
at
on
three,
that.
At three. You know, ahead of three.
You know what? Let's do a little tease at three, and we'll be with a little commercial break, and we'll be back after this.
I'll wait till you hear who I have at three.
Fresh. There's some big NFL games this week, man.
Man,
can you believe it? Steelers, Niners. I mean, the Steelers, they make a 0-2.
Man, how about that?
And then the Seahawks, Green Bay, Seattle might go 0-2.
Great opening game.
Both those games are great. But you know what to do to go into those games? You know they're sold out. You go to SeatGeek and you use the code PUCK, P-U-C-K, and you get $20 off your ticket.
How about that? You can't really beat that. And also, you know why they always have the best seats at SeatGeek? Because they pull all the ticket options from hundreds of online ticket sellers to create a one-stop shop for your tickets.
Yeah, I mean, and everyone's busy, and everyone, and you get to do it right on your cell phone, which I think is one of the coolest things ever.
It's the coolest, yeah.
Yeah.
And you got, and of course, they have the great feature called Deal Score. It ranks every ticket on the market with a 1 to 100 value score and then plots the best deals on a color-coded interactive map so you can easily identify the best ticket values in the building at a glance.
That's awesome. And SeatGeek also has a mobile app, like we say you do it on your phone. So you just have to press 2 buttons. So you don't have to sit there and try to drive and type in your credit card.
You don't have to type in those squiggly letters you can't even read into a box like the other sites make you do. At SeatGeek, you just store it on your credit card, and once you find a ticket you want to buy, you complete the purchase with just 2 quick taps.
It's amazing. So guys, what you do is you download the free SeatGeek app. Then you enter the promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K. Then SeatGeek will send you $20 once you've made your first SeatGeek purchase. And every ticket on SeatGeek is backed by a 100% guarantee.
Absolutely. That's right, Joe. Just download the free SeatGeek app and enter the promo code PUCK today.
All right, we're back. The captain.
We are back.
The captain. Where is the captain going for number three?
Number three in the Metro Division, guys. I got to go with the Isles.
Yes, the
Isles. They're moving.
The Isles are moving. The Isles are moving up. You'll never believe where I have the Isles.
Barclays Arena. And what do you think now? Can they still call themselves the Islanders?
Well, not, and Lord knows I'm not a history guy. Well, even though I have a history degree, I'm not a geography guy, but that is still on Long Island.
Well, I guess it is. Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah. I have the Islanders at number.
But they're moving.
I had the Islanders at number 2.
You did. Well, they got a great squad.
Well, you know, I think that now is kind of, this is the time for John Tavares to just step up.
One of the best
and lead,
in the league.
And just lead everybody. You know, he's got his guys now. You know, because last year, Oposo was hurt half the season. He'll be back now. You know, I mean, I love Nielsen. I love Nelson. I love Bailey. Like, they got they Strome, the kid. You
I
know,
like their goal.
Anders Lee's going
to.
Halak. And now, you know, I mean, Grice now is a true number two. As far as you know, he'll give Halak 25 days off.
Yeah.
You know, Halak.
Yeah, they have a good backup.
Yeah, you know, but not a backup that'll scare Halak.
Yeah.
You know, it won't be like, oh, I can't have a bad game. I won't be number one. No, it'd just be, you know, Halak is, he's not old, but he's up there enough to where he needs a day off.
Well, they all do. Everybody needs good backup.
Yeah.
Nowadays. But, yeah, Islanders are loaded. And, you know, this could be their year. You were right. This division's got a lot of parity.
Well, I think top to bottom, they have the best defense in the division too.
Probably.
I mean, Boychuk and Letty. It's well known. I mean, but I think Hamonic. I mean, put it this way: if you put Hamonic on the Penguins, I'd put the Penguins on top of the division. You got Hickey, who I like, and DeHaan and Brian Strait. I mean, those are six legitimate top four defensemen. I mean, no one else in the Metro has that. And obviously they have the best fourth line in hockey together still. Martin Cassis, Cizikas, and Clutterbuck. I mean,
yeah, good old Clutterbuck.
Yeah, and
we
Matt
love him.
And Matt Martin. I mean, laying the wood. I mean, they're gonna get up. They get a pop from playing in Brooklyn. You know, I don't know. I really like them a lot. And if just like Strom, I love Strom and Anders Lee and Nielsen and Nelson. Those four guys, the young guys, they're coming up. I mean, Anders Lee played big last year, and so did Strom. And those guys are young. They're only going to get better. And, you know, and Michael Grabner disappeared. He's not even like projected to get a sweater this year. So if he plays like he did 2 years ago, the Islanders are going to be tough. I really really like the Islanders.
Yeah.
I mean, I picked them second. You picked them third.
Now, how do you think the move will affect them?
I think it pisses off a lot of their old-time fans, but I think it's going to give them more juice.
I do too.
You know, I mean, I feel bad. I know a lot of old-school Islander fans that live on the island, and I feel bad for them.
You think Jay-Z will be there at the games? Come on, he will.
I don't know, maybe.
So,
yeah, I mean,
we had the Isles at number three. Where'd you have them?
Two, but, you know, we didn't even, that's what I mean, we didn't even talk about, I mean, I didn't even mention Kuhlman and Grabowski, and those were the two guys I said last year where I liked them to make the playoffs for the first, you know, not the first time, but I liked their chances to improve. We didn't even mention them.
Yeah,
so I just think 1 through 12, I think they have the best team, 1 through 12, and the best forwards 1 through 12, and the best six defensemen.
Well, you know,
they just might be lacking the highest end of the highest end, where you have, you know, Ovechkin and Backstrom, or you have Sid and Gino Kessel. But I think the Islanders are right there, and I think of all the teams, I bet on them being second over all my other picks.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that they're solid.
Well, they are solid. That's true. Again, a very tight division, and you mentioned Phil Kessel. And I have the Pens pick fourth.
You have the Pens pick fourth?
Fourth, because the addition of Phil Kessel, I think, adds a lot. I think he's going to be a sniper for them. As we know, that's his style. He's going to put in at least 40 goals.
Well, that's what's funny is now people are like, you know, like Sid said 40, Gino said 40, and now there's naysayers in Pittsburgh. Rob Rossi is such a downer. Oh, he never got 30. 30 is a great year. It's like,
yeah, well, look who he's playing with.
Yeah, it's like they're going to send him up on a tee.
Yeah.
So your top four is Rangers, Capitals, Islanders,
Pens.
My top four is Washington, Islanders, Penguins, Rangers.
Wow, look at you.
I have the Penguins third. Maybe it's a little home cooking. I think that there's a lot of juice going into this year. I think they've actually, I think after maybe 3 or 4 years of having terrible third and fourth lines, I think they actually have very solid third and fourth lines.
Well, and they also, let's be honest, they had a lot of injuries last year. I mean, you know, you had Letang out.
Yeah.
Mata. I mean, a lot of the guys were out that
are their
stars. And, you know, and I think you have improved yourself. And you know, Flower had a great year.
Flower played amazing last year. Flower has not been, other than the playoffs against the Flyers, Flower has never been the problem. You know,
he's a good goal. Now, do you like having Nick Bonino back?
I like having Bonino from the Ducks. I like the fact that we got rid of the sister Sutter and got Bonino and Eric Fair. From the Capitals.
Yeah.
I mean, that was we forgot to mention him in leaving the Capitals. But, I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. We now have four. This is the best third and fourth lines we've ever had. If Plotnikov plays like he did in Russia and can play with Gino, and he can play with Gino, and Perron gets his head out of his butt.
How about Glenn Denning?
You know what? It's not your Glenn Denning. It's the guy from Vancouver, though.
Oh.
I remember when I first heard that, I thought we got three. I'm like, we got three guys for Sutter. I was the most amazing. Easy mistake. I did that too, but it's like, yeah, it's like, it's not that. It's not
that Glenn.
Yeah, not, yeah. No. It's like, no. It's like Rutherford pulled a miracle, but he didn't pull that big of a miracle.
That would have been a nice one.
Yeah. So, but I just think that then we're really second to the Islanders, if not first to the Islanders in 1 through 12. But Fair is out the beginning of the year. He's out the first half of the year. But literally, if that works out, then our third line is going to be Bonino, Kunitz, and Duper. That's a we haven't had a third line of that since Good Jordan line. Stahl was there. And then you get Fair on the fourth line. I mean, and we're going to get Ole Matta back for the whole year. Matta was amazing.
Matta's a great player, and having him out was tough.
Having him out was horribly tough. I mean, Letang will probably play 60 games. I think Cole's coming into his own. We got Gonchar back. I don't care if he's 100. I love Sarge on the power play.
Sarge can get it done on the power play, yeah.
He makes Gino happy. I just think there's a lot of juice. I think a lot of the, we talked a bit earlier about how guys know when they don't have a chance. I think a lot of Penguins know, i.e. Sid and Gino, hey, this is it. You don't make the run, if you don't make the run now.
No, that window's closing.
The window's closed. I mean, Gino will be in Vancouver and Sid will,
they'll never trade Sid.
No, they'll never trade Sid, but I mean,
But you know what? Adding Kessel, it's not the total answer, but it helps a lot because you know what it does? It takes pressure off other guys and gives you lots of points.
He's going to score. How many times, for all the guys that Sid has played with, how many times has he made beautiful passes and they've just come up nothing?
And this is a guy that's going to bury them.
He's going to bury him. And he's fast.
That's what's really good about Kessel.
Everybody has to respect Kessel's speed.
Yeah.
Everybody. He pushes everybody back.
Yep, he's fast.
Yeah, and I guess he's motivated. He's been training with Gary Roberts. It's good. He's lost 12 pounds.
That won't last long in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I really love us top to bottom now. I
think the great Pittsburgh food could be a problem for Kessel.
I
have a tendency to puff up.
He's going to gain a couple in Pittsburgh. And there's no, and no one drinks, there's very few like organic juice bars in Pittsburgh too. No. So it's very, not too many vegetarian, not too many places. Oh, we have, those bottled waters. They don't sell too many bottled waters in Pittsburgh, but I just think that 1 through 12, I think that we've really helped our team. And I know they say, where's all the young guys going to be? F the young guys now. Let's go for it one more year.
Let's try to get it done this year.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen there's actually two – with Fair being hurt, there's two young guys that can make the lineup. I'm sure the only person this weekend to watch all three Penguin rookie games online.
Well, of course you are.
The great Randy Bauman, the DJ in Pittsburgh, is like, you have some issues, man.
Maybe Steve Byrne.
Byrne was playing video. He was playing the video game version. But, they can trade Lovejoy. I think we're finally moving up.
I do, too.
I think the arrow's facing up.
I think it'd be a lot better this year. And, you're right. In that top four, there's really anybody's ball game.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. And and we'll talk about Pittsburgh a ton. I think the real question is a team that we always kind of like, a team we a
Who
team,
did I have at number 5? Who did I have?
Oh, I didn't ask you. Well, there you go. Well, I would say this was my hardest decision, I think, until next week when we have to pick the Central, because I think there's every team in the Central has a shot at the playoffs. I left Columbus at number 5
I have Columbus at 5.
Out of the dance, yeah.
And, they certainly improved themselves. They got your favorite player, Brandon Saad.
Yeah, my man crush.
And you know what?
Who I may be switching now to, Curtis Lazar.
Hey, this team, this Blue Jacket team... they have potential. They do. I think they're still a couple years away.
Yeah,
But I think they're better, and injuries hurt them.
Yeah, I think I love Brandon Saad.
Oh, he's great.
I love Brandon Saad, but I think they lost. I think the three guys they gave up kind of filled out their lineup.
Well, they did give up some
I like Anisimov. I think the Rangers still miss Anisimov. I've said it. People can hear me say it. Marco Dano could score. Not that Saad can't. And I love Corey Trapp. Corey Trapp was a big boy on that right wing.
And so, Dano was a real talented player.
He could score. Yeah. So, is Foligno going to, score whatever, 35 goals this year? I mean, Foligno played like Guy Lafleur last year. No, I mean, I'm serious, Frage. I mean, like, is he going to...
What do you think of their goalie?
Bobrovsky's very, very up and down.
Hit and miss, right?
Very, very up and down.
When he's on, he's very good.
When he's on, he's excellent. I mean, that's the thing. They played so well at the end. Are they the team that won, like, the last 19-20?
They did.
Or are they
turned it up at the end. You're right.
And they did have some injuries. I think they're putting a lot of hope in just a couple guys. I don't have complete faith in though. Johansson, their number one center. He's up and down too. He's up and down to me. He plays hard He plays well sometimes. So, but I'm sure Saad will bring out the best in him. But Foligno is now the captain. We'll see if he can maintain that streak.
Boone Jenner? Caitlin's son.
I like their toughness. I love Dubinsky and I love Feline. I mean, I love Atkinson and of course I love Scotty Hartnell.
Yeah,
but Hartnell slowed down. What Hartnell are they getting? Are they getting the Hartnell from Philly, or are they getting the Hartnell that kind of looked lost last year?
Well,
if you're saying the Philly Hartnell, then the Penguins really might be in trouble, but. I don't know. I mean, I think they got Clarkson penciled in. Clarkson hasn't played good in 2 years. He hasn't played good since he left New Jersey. I don't like their defense. I mean, I don't mind their Jack Johnson's good. I like Fedor, another ex-Ranger, Fedor Tootin. He's pretty solid. Jack Johnson's up and down. Ryan Murray's okay. Ryan Murray's a good young player. Dalton Prout's a big guy. Throw the body around. I'm not sold on their defense. I'm not sold on Bobrovsky. I think this division is very competitive.
It really is.
I think Bobrovsky was much easier stopping the Penguins, when they had the Wilkes-Barre Scranton team shooting on him. Let's see if he stops Kessel.
Yeah, let's see.
You know what I mean? Right. I
when he's on, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
And they had injuries last year. It really hurt them.
They did. I think they make the playoffs in the Atlantic. I think they're a playoff team in the Atlantic. And in the Metro, you have to rank. I mean, don't think they're better than the Islanders, the Capitals, the Penguins, or the Rangers.
Yeah, I agree on that. I would agree on that.
Now, that's not saying they're not going to scare some people, and they're not big and tough and rough. They are
tough.
They're tough. They're a big team. They forecheck.
They got Saad.
But I think we'll see. Is Atkinson and Atkinson played great last year, and so did Boone Jenner, and so did Calvert. So let's see if these guys can keep it up. If Clarkson has anything, then it's a race, but their defense. Put it this way: their defense with all the other teams that roll four lines. I don't know.
I agree. I have them at five, and number six, the next team, your favorite team. Let's talk about them.
You know what? That's why I didn't. I have Philly as well.
Yeah,
I wasn't petty. I didn't pick them last just because I wanted to be the last.
and they fair and square. And they do have some good players. Claude Giroux had kind of an off year there. He still got 25 goals, I think.
Yeah, I mean he helped Voracek, almost win the scoring title.
And Voracek is pretty awesome.
Voracek's a very good player.
Yeah,
very good player. I choke when I say it, but he is.
Yeah, he's a great player. You got to give him that.
The
new coach.
Yeah, that's I don't know about that. I don't think that's a good. I mean,
you don't like that new coach,
Haxtell. Yeah. I think he plays good in. I think that works in Nashville, or you know, somewhere. Does it work in Philly? I mean, they boost Santa Claus. I mean, you know, he makes one.
That's gonna be tough on a rookie coach.
Yeah, I mean, that's, and let's face it, Claude Giroux is not the easiest guy to coach.
Yeah, you know, running some problems there.
You know, I don't know. I would have went with a veteran guy. You know, I was really scared they were just going to give, kids, you know, it's all cable money. It's all Comcast money. I thought they were going to give Bab. I thought they were going to be the white knight.
You thought they'd get Babcock?
I thought they were going to come with some ridiculous money. And he was like, you know what? I don't want to, whatever. He, for some reason, just not pick Toronto and then say, I'll turn Philly. Because he knows, I mean, to win in Philly, you know, they always say, if you can turn the Cubs around, if you could win in Philly, you would be king forever. In
town. They love you.
And they love the Flyers. Yeah. So, you know, LeCavalier, they're still paying a mint to. Is he going to step up? I mean,
come on, that's a lot of money.
And Umberger, I mean, you talk about the dumbest trade of all time.
How about Larson getting $25 million?
They gave Larson $25 million
for 6 years.
Really?
Yeah. Is he worth it? Come on.
I just think that I don't know. I love Wayne Simmons.
Wayne Simmons is great.
Their power play is going to be tough.
Yeah.
The key is not to get. That's when Philly is always good, when they play these weird games where they take cheap shots at Philly loves a. Philly loves a BS special teams game. Well, they hate playing 5-on-5 with anybody. I mean, and they're good at that. They're good at playing those special teams games and pulling out wins.
And being chippy.
But, you know, I don't like their team. I know I don't like their team personally, but I don't like their team. They did get Gudas from Tampa Bay. I always like Gudas as a defenseman. Mark Straight, I mean, as your number one defenseman, if Mark Straight's number one defenseman, you're not that good of a hockey team.
You know, they do have a couple great players, but I don't think they have the talent level that they used to have.
Philly
for years always had great players. Now they've got a couple good players, and the rest, it's kind of...
Yeah, I mean, do they really think that Delzato is going to play above his head again? I mean, he never plays two good years in a row. Andy McDonald's your second best... I mean, your top pairing is Mark Straight and Andy McDonald. Who are they stopping?
Yeah.
I mean, not to rub it in, Rich, and everybody listening in Philly, our great fans in Philly, but I mean... I just don't see it.
I think Giroux's going to have a better year.
Well, I think Giroux had a pretty. He came on last
still
year.
Still
and Voracek had a good year.
Yeah, and Voracek's really good.
Yeah, I mean, the same way we said, is Nash going to keep it up? I mean, is he going to keep it up? I mean, talk about someone without that much pedigree to play great. It's him. And I mean, they need to get something out of Couturier. Couturier only plays good against Malkin. I mean, he should play Malkin 82 games a year. I mean. LeCavalier is making way too much money, and I love Vinny LeCavalier, but he has sucked the last couple of years, and he's one of the only Flyers I would ever root for, even RJ Umberger, he is a Pittsburgh guy. I like him for that reason, but he should have retired a couple of years ago. I don't know. I picked Philly over New Jersey so that I didn't seem like someone just throwing dirt on the Flyers. But let me tell you something about the New Jersey Devils, who I picked seventh. From 1 through 12, they do not have a bad forward lineup. They really don't. I mean, they have Camilleri, Zajac, Palmieri, Eliash, Henrique, Tutu, Ruutu, Josephson, like Mateau, Gionta, Zubras. Those aren't bad. Those are very... B plus. Those are very like
steady
second line, third line guys. The problem is they have 12 of them. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, I mean, I think their forwards 1 through 12 are much better than the Flyers. But the Flyers have a power play where they wheel out Giroux, Voracek, and Wayne Simmons.
Right.
Right. And I mean, and Schneider on paper. Should be better should be a pretty good goaltender for the Devils. But he we'll give him 1 year playing in with Brodeur, the ghost of Marty Brodeur. But you got to do better.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about the new coach, new GM?
Well, our old buddy Ray Shiro is the GM. I like Shiro better when Lou was giving him tips.
Yeah.
I think Ray Shiro is one of the best people in hockey. I think he's a good man.
Legendary.
Is he Lou Lamoriello? No. They lost their heart and soul, man. They lost Lou. I mean, they really lost their heart and soul.
Yeah, Big Lou was a key factor.
I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to make an up-tempo game. They don't really have the guys. I mean, I like Palmieri. Palmieri's good. Camilleri can probably still put the puck in the net. But is Zajac number one goal? Is your number one center? I don't know. I think it's going to be a long season in Jersey. But I think for at least the fans are going to score more goals. And they have a couple guys. I mean, Green and Larson are pretty good defensemen.
Yeah,
the rest of their defensemen. No, you can have them, but you know, I don't. I think that's okay. You know, but they're in there for the future. You know, I mean, Green and Larson. Okay, then after that we got Severinsen, Jelinek, Moore, and Merrill. I mean, that's like an AHL team. I don't know.
They drop off.
Yeah, don't put in for season ticket. If the New Jersey Devils send you a season ticket envelope, don't send the check back.
They got some of the best fans though.
They've long supported a very boring team.
Yeah, they're great fans.
Great fans in New Jersey, but I think it's going to be a tough road. But you have a good GM. But it's going to be a culture change. I mean, you got to change.
I think eventually he'll make some good moves.
I think so too. I think they're trying to sell the team. I might be wrong, but let's see if the new guys want to spend some money. So I think the regular Devils owners are not the most, don't spend the most money in the league. So we'll see what happens. All right, the last
number
team
at eight. I think we all agree.
Yeah, the Carolina Hurricanes. I don't really have anything positive to say about other than their GM is Ron Francis.
Yeah.
Captain Ron. Love Captain Ron.
Captain Ron's always great. How about goalie Eddie Lack?
Oh, you're gonna give him the nod over Cam Ward?
I think so.
Okay. I think they should play them both at the same time. That's how many goals they're gonna give up.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. They have one. Their young number one defenseman, Justin Falk, is a great young player. And now he'll be teaming up with the ancient James Wisniewski. I think Wisniewski played with Gretzky on the Kings.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been around forever. So we'll see if he holds up. I don't know. I mean, hopefully they have a good beginning of the year so then Captain Ron can trade the Stahl brothers. I know they love playing golf in Carolina together. They don't like to score any goals in Carolina, but they love to play golf together. And maybe Jeff Skinner will score some goals.
What's Carolina got to do to get back in it?
They got to trade the Stahl brothers. They just got to tank and suck it up and get some draft picks.
Yeah, quit stalling. All right, so they got to.
And maybe Eddie, and you know what? Actually, what they really need is hopefully Cam Ward will have a good, decent beginning of the year, and they could trade Cam Ward, and they'll still have Eddie Lack. That's probably the genius of Captain Ron, is to pick up Lack, yeah. And then you have Lack. Is Lack going to win Game 7 of the Stanley Cup? Probably not. But they're going to have to buy tickets to Game 7. They have to buy tickets to a playoff game. So I mean, So I think Lack was a good first step. You know, I just don't see. And I'm not big on amateur drafts in the AHL. I'm not big. I don't know too much. They don't have much talent, man. Nathan Gerby is not bringing to the promised land.
No, I do like Gerby, but yeah. Well, you know what? I think they're my pick for the seller.
Yeah, I think we can agree on that for sure.
Yeah, All right, so we just differed in a couple areas.
Well, we differ. Well, our top four is the same but different. It's like if we box them in the old Pennsylvania lottery, we'd be in good shape. I know people get sick of the. We didn't talk too much about the Penguins, but I think some people think I'm a jerk for putting them in the playoffs because a lot of people have not put them in the. Are really down on the Penguins, but I see a resurgence this year.
Well, I think Kessel's going to give him a new
lease on life.
Yeah.
And that puts Hornquist for some reason that'll put him on the second line, and I think he'll play well with Gino. If Letang stays healthy the whole year and Plotnikov can play, I think they're in really good shape one through 12. And we had some great we have the best fans in the world. And we got some great responses from them, and we'll be back with those next.
All right, the fans. All right, gang, Puck Off and Joe Bartnick, Fraser Smith. You know, the first week of the football season's in the books, Joe. How'd your fantasy team do?
Not very good, but, you know, it doesn't really matter because on FanDuel, I'm going to try again with a whole new team.
That's all you have to do on FanDuel.
Yeah.
Every week you can get a new team.
It's awesome. I mean, I think that's the coolest thing besides the money. Which is obviously the coolest thing about FanDuel. You get to change your team every week, you know? And FanDuel paid out over $75 million a week.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. More payoffs than any other site. Yeah. And building a team is easy. Just pick your players, stay under the salary cap, sit back on Sunday, watch your team win, and entry fees start at just $1. Anyone can play.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously the money, but I think the other cool thing about FanDuel is it's so easy to use. It's basically just as easy as like sending an email. It's really that easy to use.
Yeah, and just tell us how your week one FanDuel teams did on Twitter.
That would be really cool. We'll read you. We'll be like, hey,
we'll read them.
Yeah. Hey, Richie, how you doing on FanDuel? So what you want to do is you want to go to FanDuel.com, and in a little microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use the code PUCK, P-U-C-K. And for every dollar you deposit up to $200, FanDuel will give you up to $200.
They're going to match it.
They're going to match it.
Yeah. And that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Offers only good for the first 50 people that use our code POCK today. Don't forget to use our code POCK.
That's FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel, FanDuel.com. Sign up today and use POCK, P-U-C-K.
We're out. Back on Puck Off.
Yeah, and I love the music, a little AC/DC, because we do salute the fans.
Yeah, man.
Here's a tweet we got last week, which I didn't.
We're getting a lot of tweets.
Yeah, a lot of tweets, and keep sending them in at Puck Off Podcast, and Johnny takes them, and then we read them. Who's the gentleman or lady? Kevy. All right, Kevy. I'd like to hear you two guys discuss the Isles and how they were the first to draft goalies so high, Luongo and DiPietro, and where it got them. Well, Luongo actually came from a trade, so that one we won't discuss. DiPietro, I mean, it's so easy to crap on the Islanders for drafting DiPietro. I mean, of course, it got him nowhere. I mean, DiPietro is a China doll. And not even that good of a goaltender. So, I mean.
But as far as drafting a goalie high, it just depends on the guy. Right. If you get a really good goalie, it's a smart move.
Yeah. I mean, the Penguins drafted Flower number one, and he brought him a Stanley Cup and then and also to another Stanley Cup final. So, I think if the guy's great, you pick him.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Along those lines, though, I also think that. Spending $10 million for a goaltender in a salary cap league is foolish because I'd rather have two better forwards and a $5 million goaltender. Does that make any sense?
It does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if that kind of – Kevy, thanks for the email. But
And Kevy, we did break down those aisles.
Yeah.
I mean, a good team,
you
man.
Should be happy with, you should be happy with the you should be happy with the Islanders. Mike Milbury is not the Islanders' cross to bear anymore. He's all of our crosses to bear.
Yeah, we all have to
now that he's on NBC.
Thanks a lot.
So All right, let's get a few. A little
Catherine Tappan put him in his place.
So. Oh, Catherine Tappan. Yeah. I'd like to be disciplined by Catherine Tappan.
Hello.
There you go. Okay, so now we got somebody. Oh, Tommy Thompson, a good guy from Philly, said there's no. Said that there's no way, Frazier, that you saw Kim Kardashian at the Calabasas Safeway.
I did.
Because no one with a behind, we shall say, that big is eating seafood.
She was just passing through. But I will say this. Her when she started to back up, I heard a beeping sound.
What was in her cart?
I don't know.
Okay, then the great Sean Mandrell. I always like the name Sean. I like the name Mandrell.
I like Mandrell.
Yeah, Mandrell is always. Remember the great wrestler Dutch Mandrell.
Sure.
His name was Mantel. Anyway, Johnny Bench, our resident wrestling expert as well.
He knew.
All right. Will the Hawks get compensated with free cap space if they lose Kane in the midseason?
Good question.
Or should they just shop him? Well, I don't believe the caps because it's not an injury.
Yeah.
So you don't get compensated. Well, you compensate with free caps. No. Well, I guess if he's. That's a really good question. Now I feel like I'm going to have to do homework for next week.
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
But the thing is now, if you shop him, are other teams hesitant to pick him up, not knowing how that case is going to
be? I don't think you can shop him because if he's guilty, you don't. If he's guilty, nobody wants him.
Yeah.
And if he's not guilty, well, you want him.
Yeah, you want to keep him.
Yeah. Now, if he just goes to prison, let's say, I think it has to. I'll look this up.
And but this that really is my it's, the prison team.
Yes. Yeah, so they'll be hell on wheels, Juliet. But I think that doesn't count as long. He's not on the IR. The IR, you get relief. He
right,
wouldn't be on the injured
right.
reserve.
Yeah, so you
unless
right.
he can somehow get hurt in training camp now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they can fudge Stan Bowman, fudge it. I think if he goes to jail, they're out of luck, Sean. So I hope you're not a fan of the Hawks. Cause I guess you are because you're worried about it.
Yeah.
One last one on Neduardo. That's kind of funny. I guess is Neduardo. Yeah. About Kane is will it affect his career long term? And I can say absolutely positively yes, because I'm a Steeler fan. And Ben Roethlisberger
is dealing with those
issues? It's the first thing you ever hear. It's the first joke anyone goes to is a rape joke.
Yeah.
And Ben was not convicted of anything.
Yeah, those never really go away.
They never go away.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah, I mean, if it's not if he's not guilty, it's not
right.
Bad.
Yeah,
if he's guilty, well, he deserves it.
If he's guilty, he won't be playing anyway. So yeah. He'll be on the Juliet team. But thanks again for all the fans chiming in. We love you guys. Keep sending them. We'll keep trying to answer them. I hope we answer them remotely.
Love getting those.
Yeah, I hope we answer them remotely. Intelligible.
Well, come on. Of course we don't.
And okay. Well, I think that's it. You gotta go to the mothership.
I gotta go do a thing on KLOS tonight.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Like I said, please have a drink on me. I'll be driving to San Diego tonight.
I'll spend you some ACDC.
Thank you. Yeah, that'll be awesome.
And then I'm again Sunday night, 10 to 2 Pacific time.
Right on. This weekend I'm in Ventura. Then next weekend I will be in Walnut Creek Thursday night, Santa Cruz Sunday night, and at ACDC Pac Bell Stadium on Friday night. And then the week after, 2 weeks after that, I start 3 weeks with the man with the belt, Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
Your friend, your dates, your
number one. Oh, I'm at the, I'm opening for Tim Allen. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, Laugh Factory in Hollywood. The rest of the time, I'm in town until mid-October where I go to Las Vegas with Don Myrera.
Nah, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, at the Laugh Factory
in Vegas.
Tropicana, yeah.
There you go.
And then every week, Sunday night at KLOS, 10 to 2.
Right on. The captain's the best. Guys, once again, thanks for listening. And remember, hop on the fantasy team.
Yeah, man. Jump on it. Okay. This is Puck Off. We are out. Are we out? We're out.
Yeah, we're out.